Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited to be here with you, as always, you guys. This is Wednesday, August the 17th, 2020. So much going on in the world today, but today we're going to have a wonderful time. In this hour on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, we got Minister Joanna Beck. We have my girl, Gina G. What's she saying? Trenton T, my girlfriend, comedian Gina G. And we have financial consultant Jeffrey Hill. So we got a busy show. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Have your way so people can be touched. Lord Jesus, have your way in this place in Jesus' name. Okay, so we're going to go with the weather. Then we're going to go right into my ministerial moment. And I'm excited to give you this word of encouragement. So in Los Angeles, we have, let's see, in Los Angeles, you are 77 degrees right now and sunny. Your high today is going to be 93. Atlanta, 81 degrees right now, partly cloudy. Your high today is going to be 84. You got thunderstorms coming this afternoon, around this evening around 6 p.m., so be prepared for that. London, you have showers right now. It is 66 degrees where you are, and it's going to lighten up around 7 p.m., so look around that, but sunshine all day tomorrow. No clouds in the sky. You're waking up to 62 degrees, so be prepared for that wonderful, beautiful weather. Miami, of course, you have thunderstorms going on right now. Drizzles, they say, 84 degrees. Your high is 86. You got rain coming all day, all this week because of that storm and everything. So be just keep covered with that, okay? South Australia, you are clear. Sparkly stars all in the sky for you. 54 degrees right now, and that is your high. You're waking up to 46 degrees tomorrow. Windy, though. 66 is going to be your high. Kenya, you're 90 degrees right now. Let's see. That is your high. You're waking up to 71 degrees tomorrow, so be prepared for that. Partly sunny. Let's see. Puerto Rico, 82 degrees right now, mostly sunny, and your high is going to be 84. You have waking up to 71 degrees tomorrow, so be prepared for that. Portugal, you are 81 degrees right now, and that is your high. You're going to be waking up to 67 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming all evening long until morning, so be prepared for that around 5 a.m. your time. You have thunderstorms, so be prepared for that. All right, D.C., 72 degrees, mostly cloudy right now. Our high today is going to be 82. And that's it. We're waking up to 69 degrees. So we got some mild weather right now, more like we're going into fall. So I guess that's what to be expected. But we can't really predict this weather, can we? All right, you guys, we're going to be back with Ministerial Moment. And I want you to remember, no matter what's going on around you, in you, through you, God is still in control. He's all about what, you know, cares about you. That's all it is. He loves you so much. So just remember that he is still in control. All right, we'll be right back for Ministerial Moment right after this sponsorship message. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, you guys, this is going to be good. All right, so I know during this time, everybody is talking about just all the good things that we're discovering. Some of us are really pressing in and seeking God and letting him have his way in our lives. And we realize that we can't live without him. You know, most of us, I would say most of us really, really are pressing in for that, because we just know that none of this could be going on and that's going on around us without God knowing it. He's not surprised by this at all. He is not moved by this at all. Like, this doesn't affect him the way it could be affecting us. So I want you to be encouraged that as you are pressing in, God is faithful. I mean, you know, you might have had favor. You've seen him move. You done called this, you know, bill collector. You have talked to your mortgage company. You've done all of these things. You've seen God move with favor. You've seen him take care of you with food. You've seen him keep you safe from the COVID. You've seen him keep your house safe and things like that. And even blessings in between that, people loving on you that you had never even spoken to before, connections that you never thought before, maybe getting more revelation than you ever had before. And God is really, really pouring into you and your understanding and getting revelation like you never had before. And all these wonderful things are happening. I want to promise you that even in the midst of all of these wonderful things that is happening and all of the love that God has for you, that the devil is not happy about it. He is not pleased. He is mad that he has lost another one because he thought he had you. So I want you to know that he is mad. So the Bible always never promised that we wouldn't have trials and tests and things like that that would come to us. But in this time that God is strengthening up our faith and we're working that faith muscle out and we're believing God for everything and things are so exciting and our eyes are open and things are sparkly, believe you me that the enemy is still throwing rocks at you. Believe you me, the devil is still throwing stuff. But even in the midst of knowing that he's throwing stuff, he might be bringing stuff up from your past. He might have somebody call you out of from 25 years ago that you hadn't talked to, hadn't thought about, or none of that, just to make you feel like you haven't changed. He could God could allow just certain things, somebody to say something or something to happen. But let me just tell you something. In the midst of all of that, you still got to hold on to the sparkly, you know, the wonderful. Hold on by faith. Don't let God go. He never promised that the enemy wouldn't throw stuff. As a matter of fact, he said that he would protect you from all the fiery darts. You know, so that lets me know that the enemy's not going to stop throwing fiery darts. He's going to continue to throw stuff. But we have to remember that even though that he leads us through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. They protect us. We have to remind ourselves of that. That no matter what stones, fiery darts the enemy throws, we have to hold on to God. We have to remember his promises. We can't waver when something like a stone or a fiery dart that he promised that he would protect us from, wave our faith and our trust in our Father. It's so easy to do. It's so easy to do when you see something that doesn't look like what God promised. Something opposite comes of what your faith is expecting, but something, it's like expecting a home cooked meal and it's so fresh from the garden and the fields and the farm and all of that. And then you get garbage. I understand that. But you know what? That wasn't God. That was the enemy throwing a shadow of things to come. So we have to hold on to that buffet, that table, that spread that God promised us. Hold on to that visual. Hold on to that in our souls, in our hearts, in our minds, and don't let it go. Be like Jacob and wrestle until you are blessed, until you see the manifestation. Be determined, because if you resist the enemy, he shall flee. He's only doing his job. Nothing, no matter how close you get to God, no matter how many revelations you get, no matter how many manifestations of his glory you go into, the devil is just going to be him, the devil. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. How are you going to be effective against the enemy's tactics? You have to continue to pray. You have to continue to fast. You have to continue to read your word. You have to fight them with the word. You have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You have to take authority. You have to bind and cast out. You have to release the power of God in your situation. You have to release what's in heaven onto this earth, on earth as it is in heaven. The more you read the word, the more you hear the word, your faith will grow and it will strengthen against the enemy. He will always be your adversary. He will always come up against you. But guess what? The Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed. I love that, because that seriously means that even the plots and the plans won't even come against me. Nothing that is formed against me, no weapon that is formed from the very thought of the enemy, from the very plan of the witches and warlocks, from the very beginning of my name being written or some satanic blueprint, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I thank God that I can even come against that with a promise and put that on top of it and say he would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. We have to hold on. That is our power. It's time to rise up and eat the meat, okay, and mature in that thing, because God is doing something amazing in your life. And the same day, I just read in Exodus this morning, and it blessed my soul, and it reminded me, you know, sometimes we can keep things and keep ourselves in the wilderness by the fear, the back and forth, the double-mindedness. What will take God in one moment will take us years to do, but God can do it in a split of a second. He can do it just like that. And I think about the Israelites, the planned trip was 3 days. And look how long it took them because of their doubt, the grumbling, the disbelief. Please, 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 people. The devil wants to keep you in bondage, and he wants to keep you from the promises of God. He wants to keep you spiritually dead and limp and wavering and in the middle and in between and all of that. Listen, no. Say no to the enemy. Rise up in your resurrection power and stand on the promises of God. It is your time. This season, everything's been shut down for you to grab hold of this. All he wants you to do is turn to him, just like he waited on Moses in chapter 3 of Exodus when Moses turned to look at the burning bush. Not when he walked away in disbelief, but when he turned to the bush, that's when God called his name and gave him the instructions. Turn to the Father now in this season and dismiss and resist and stand against the enemy who doesn't want no good from for you. Don't let them use your family. Don't let them use your coworkers. Don't let them use the people on the other line of the phone. Don't let them use the cashier at the grocery store. Don't let them use your own flesh against what God has already predestined for you. This is your time to walk by faith in the name of Jesus. Yes, them stones is gonna come. Keep ducking and keep blocking them with your face shield. That's what you do. Put your face shield up and block it every time. All right. I love you so much. This has been Ministerial Moment. And God bless you guys. I hope this blessed you. We'll be right back after these messages with my girl, Joanna Beck.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And right now, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Minister Joanna Beck, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, my sister. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. I really just, I know that there's a lot going on. God is doing in your life. We, you know, can talk about so many things. I know you're an author. You've written a book and you've co-authored another book and you're in ministry and things like that. Can you tell people about yourself? Tell, you know, them about what your ministry is about and about the book that you have written.
Well, I am a healing and deliverance minister right now of, well, you could call it stationed out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, but the Lord is getting ready to relocate us. I minister to people all over the world. Our ministry reaches almost every country now. I actually have a map in my living room, and I mark off every country and every area and region that we're reaching, and we're almost reaching the entire world. And I wrote my book, Where God Met Me, Redeemed from a Path of Failure. I wrote it in December of 2018 as a commandment from the Lord that if I wrote this book, my mother would come to Christ. And she has. She came to, gave her life to Christ, was baptized in water, baptized in the Holy Spirit, and just lived a life on fire for him now. And I actually just got done revising the book and released it just last month. I re-released the book because I wanted to add the good that the Lord has done in my mother's life in that book and just show people the complete restoration of that can take place in anybody's life.
Oh, man, that is so amazing. I love that. And, you know, we need more of that. We need more encouragement. We need more of that. And we need more conversation about baptism of in the Holy Spirit. I love that because so many of us get saved and we're comfortable with just salvation and knowing, okay, I'm going to live my life. And then when I die, I know that I'm saved and I'll go to heaven. And they miss out on all the authority and power and the fruit of the Spirit and the things through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Can you talk more about that, the baptism of the Holy Spirit and how God sees that this is such an awesome gift that continues to keep on giving?
So people complicate it so much. They think that a lot of people think it's odd, that it's weird, and then they put a bunch of complications on it, but it is simple. Just like your relationship with Jesus is between you and Jesus, your relationship and baptism of the Holy Spirit is between you and the Holy Spirit. And it is simply just asking him to take over your life. You are surrendering your full flesh and your entire life to him to let him have his way and fill you and give you all of the good gifts, which include speaking in tongues. You know, us praying in the Spirit, that's our heavenly language. We are able to get stuff done that we cannot get done any other way. Yeah, I like to say that, you know, when we pray in English, the Holy Spirit has to take it and translate it to God. And that takes a long time. But if we just pray in the Holy Spirit, that's our direct line to God. And so the praying in the Spirit cannot come without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it's just simply asking him to come into your life and take over your entire life with evidence of speaking in tongues, with every good gift that he has to give and that he gives willing and as he sees fit for every situation. You will operate in every single gift at some point, sometimes two at a time, three at a time. You know, all with what's going on in your life at that time, or all with what's standing in front of you and what someone else needs. If somebody else needs a prophecy, if somebody else needs a word of knowledge, he will put that gift through you and be able to use you. You are a vessel for the Holy Spirit when you receive the baptism.
And the word of knowledge, for those people that don't know, is like an unction that God will give you, the Holy Spirit will give you. Like if you're praying, a word of knowledge is like you might feel something in your arm. that might, while you're praying for somebody else, yeah. that might indicate that they might have some kind of pain going on there. And once you accept it, like, I'm feeling this in my arm, then he then can give you more, because, you know, they give you they'll give you in part than what you can handle. If you're nervous about that one part, then he kind of blocks the flow of him telling you, oh, I'm feeling this. You got some kind of aches, and it comes at night, and it might come in the morning, and you've seen a doctor, and they said, but God is going to hit, like, that kind of unction and that kind of word of knowledge, or vice something in the leg, or if it might be something, a word of knowledge, like he might show you a color in the spirit of a color blue. And then you praying for somebody and you'll say, does that mean anything to you? That is connected with prophetic anointing. So as he's giving you a word of knowledge, you would speak prophetically to the person that you're praying for some of those that don't understand that dialogue. I also love it because when you said, I love everything you said. I just wanted to elaborate on this one thing about Holy Spirit and that we can understand when you said that it's our kingdom language. I think when people, when they first start, and it's not often taught that we are visitors in this earth, that we literally, mm-hmm. when we give ourselves to Christ, we have come from a kingdom that has a language, has a governmental order, and everything. Mm-hmm. And so when we are in this world and we become saved, it's almost like we don't understand that we are actually going back to the original intent. We are being born again into our original intent from where we came before we was in our mother's womb. And a lot of times, amen. People take what we have learned in the world and try to put it in kingdom, but it's actually you're being cleansed and birthed out of that world and coming into the kingdom of God. And there is all, that's why it says you are a new creature. And people don't understand it. They think that they just don't sin anymore. You know, I mean, you don't, but it's not just that. You literally become something that you did not, like, I don't want to say like it's so weird, like you don't even know yourself. How would you explain it, Minister Joanna? Because I get apostolic and it's just like bam, bam, bam. Maybe you can say it.
Well, we're new creatures. We're created as new creatures. Yeah, and it's, we don't, you know, we're in this world but not of this world. You know, Jesus came to bring us kingdom. He didn't just come to die on the cross to take our sins. That's not his only thing that he did for us. He brought the kingdom of God back here for us to be able to live in that, and gave us the Holy Spirit. He left the Holy Spirit here as our governor. The Holy Spirit's our governor. He is the one that we have to answer to. We have to be, just like every state here on earth or here in the United States, follows the rules that the governor puts in place.
Exactly.
We are supposed to follow the rules of our governor, the Holy Spirit. And we are a new creature, born again in Christ, and we are washed to be able, it's like he's washing that world off of us, and that way we are able to comprehend what we are really supposed to be doing on this earth.
That is so good. So I want to encourage those that may be feeling a little frustrated because God is drawing you closer to him, and he's showing you these things. You have to dive into that with full trust, because if you try to blend in what you've learned and known in the world into what he's doing for you supernaturally, okay, because the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So when you're operating in kingdom, you have to literally kind of, you literally have to die of the flesh, like everything worldly, like your whole world system, how you used to do it, your planning, uh-huh. your, you know, I got this result when I did it last year this way. No, you have to surrender all of that and become a babe. Literally, you have to become a baby and let him raise you up. And some of you are saying, how can I do that? And I'm 60 years old, and how can I do that? and I'm over here in this country over here, and I got to do this and do that. Well, I understand every situation that you may be in. I understand all of that. And most importantly, God understands it more than anything. But right where you are, he wants you to become childlike, no matter what the situation. Yes. Being raised up in his glory, so you would know and depend and trust in him totally, because everything that we have known before him is bondage. Anything that was before him is slavery and bondage. We were bound by the system that can't produce half of anything that God can do for you in the shortest length of time that he can do it in. And I just want to encourage you that even from now, that you, that don't stop just at salvation. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I know that there's a Holy Ghost. I know that there's a Holy Ghost. You see the difference? I believe in God. You hear that, Joanna? I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. And I know that there's a Holy Ghost. This is your opportunity now to know that there is Holy Ghost, but know him. As Holy Ghost, know him as Holy Ghost, that is here to comfort you and to teach you and to be there for you and to guide you in every way. And this is, oh, I love this. Okay, so Joanne, I know you've heard of this, and I know you've heard of this talked about too, where we talk about the Trinity, and I'm going to close my statement. Talk about the Trinity and how people, it's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And a lot of people think that it's three and one, but it's actually one and three. And how I can explain that is because there's God who came in the flesh as Jesus. And then from that, you have God through his Spirit, which is Holy Spirit. So it's like, so it is him and all of these three entities, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So when you understand that he spoke to you by his Spirit, he moves by his Spirit, we're talking about Holy Spirit. We're talking about him moving by his Spirit. So if you can kind of connect with God, then you'll want the fullness of him, which is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I challenge you today to go a step further and just not know and believe in Father and Son, but ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that you will see so much more, and you experience so much more of the Father, and you're turning to him and surrendering. What are your thoughts about that, Joanna?
Well, so I like to explain it this way. So we need all three. Scripture tells us.
Yes.
That we are drawn to Jesus by the Spirit. The Spirit does the job first. He draws
yes.
us into Jesus, even when we don't know anything about him. And then Jesus brings us to the Father. Jesus tells us in Scripture, no one can come to the Father except through me.
Yes.
And so Jesus will then take us to the Father, and then the Father is the one that forgives us of our sins. And because Jesus says, Father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. The Father is the only one that can forgive us. Jesus doesn't forgive us. So you have to have a relationship with all three. The Holy
yep.
Spirit will clean you up, get you ready, take you to Jesus, and keep preparing you. Keep making you holy, so that way you can go to Jesus, and Jesus can then take you to the Father, and you can be forgiven and have the life that Jesus died to give you. You have to have all three. We cannot get by with just believing in God and believing that God has these great things planned for us and that Jesus died on the cross and he gave me salvation. That is not enough. You have to have the Holy Spirit. You have to allow him to make you holy. He will not do it. He will not come where he's not welcome. He will shut down and curl up in a ball inside of you and not be put to work until you activate him and ask him to do the holy and hard things in your life.
That is the truth. That is, and that's the sum up of it all right there. So you got the understanding
yeah.
about the Trinity, and you now you got the understanding that you need all three, and that is very important, because a lot of people try to confuse it and spook it out with the Trinity, and is it true? And the same thing about Yeshua and Jesus. Listen, okay, let's just keep it simple. I always say,
yeah.
read the five books in the first in the New Testament, please. That'll just simplify it all for you. If you're wondering around about this and that, read when Jesus came on the scene and listen to what he's saying. Read it and be blessed
uh-huh.
by it. And he will tell you about the Holy Spirit, because he promised it to the disciples the whole time he was walking. walking on the earth with them. He stressed how important it was for the Holy Spirit. So that should clarify that for you. I have comedian Gina G, my girl, with us, and I don't want to leave her out of this conversation at all. Gina G, what is your thoughts about it?
Now you know my thoughts now. Everything you guys are saying is right on point, and I think it's what everybody needs to hear right now while everybody is at home and they're trying to get their spirituality and they're trying to figure it out, because some people don't know or weren't raised or, I guess they're not having like this urge to dig deeper, but you guys are basically just giving them the blueprint. You know, it's all three. It's together. You have to know the word. You have to accept him. So I this conversation is great. I think it's people out there that really don't know. They feel like, okay, I love Jesus and that should get me right on in. That's my key right there. If I love him, I'm in. But, I mean, there's just so much more, and I appreciate you guys explaining that and breaking it down this morning. But I know that, our guest, I know that you look very young.
Joanna.
On the flyer, you look very, very young. So I definitely have a question. Not your age. I would definitely never, ever do that. But you look so young. I wanted to know, when did this newfound for Christ, or when did your life change? You know, I mean, when did it change? You look like you just got out of high school or college last year, so you got to help me out right now and tell me when your life
I appreciate that. Sis, I appreciate that. I actually have my oldest daughter is graduating high school this year.
Wow.
So I appreciate that very much. So I was saved and baptized in the Spirit when I was 14 years old, almost 15. And okay. I lived a very lukewarm life until I was in my mid to late 20s. And I just started, the Holy Spirit just put a fire inside me that I could not get enough of Jesus. I could not get enough of his word. I could not get enough of sitting and listening to podcasts and teachings. And I mean, I switched all music I listened to, and it just, he put this fire inside of me, but it was all at a breaking point for me that I was like, I can't do this life by myself anymore. I know that there's, if you love me as much as you say you love me, I need you to step up to the plate now and help me with this. And he did. You ask him, you get that low and you surrender to him, and he will step in, and it just, I've just grown from there.
Wow. Wow. I love that. I love that you seeked him and that you just couldn't get enough. Once you got started, once you got a taste of him, you couldn't get enough.
Yes.
And see, that's when
and
the
miracle
enemy comes
signs
in.
And wonders have come since then.
Wow.
And that's when the enemy tries to distract you from wanting more. He'll come in right then when you're on that cuff and you're ready to leap over and trust God for wings, is when the enemy will come in and try to distract you. But that hunger, that pleasure, that desire for God, that purpose in him has to outweigh your pleasures, your comfort zone, you know, the back. You have to remember that if you believed him to forgive your sins, that Jesus bore on that cross your sins and forgave you of your sins, that Father forgave you of your sins, then you have to remember that when the enemy comes in, right when you're trying to get more of him, when you're right in the midst of receiving an outpour of him, you have to hold on that I'm forgiven. So that's old. I'm in the new. I was baptized. I'm being baptized. And this is old. And none of that matters. I love this. Mm-hmm. We have co-written a book with Dr. Barbara and Kimberly Jones. You know, guys know her as Real Talk Kim, and Jenny Weaver, and so many others, so many amazing other women, over 27 authors, including Joanna and myself. And the book is called Wholeness Rising. You guys, you can go on wholenessrising.com and check it out, and go ahead and purchase that. It comes with a lot of gifts and everything. And I just love my sister. We did the 3W Summit, which is the World's Women's Wholeness Summit, out in North Carolina this spring, right before the pandemic. And that's where we met. And Joanna is a bowl of fire. She don't say much, but when she does, it's either fire or it's hilarious. So it's one of the two. She's either one of the two. It's either hilarious or it's fire, and she's so down to earth, but she's not fast to talk. She's definitely using her discernment, and I love her for that. And I remember, Joanna, you don't know this, but when I first met you, I knew that God was in you and that God was giving you discernment. And you know what I said to myself? I said, I don't have nothing to worry about because I'm from God, so I don't even care. I know he ain't going to say nothing but good stuff there about me. That's all I do. I said, I ain't worried about nothing because I know she's discerning me. God is giving her discernment. He ain't telling her nothing but good stuff about me. And whatever he tell her about me, she's just going to be praying for me. And that's all I need is prayer. And I just rested in that and let it go. And then you and I started, you know, it was us grooming, we started forming, and it was really a God connection. And I knew at one moment when we were talking, I said, God did this. That's all I knew. I just said, God did it. I love you for that. I love that God uses you. What do you say about that when people don't understand how you operate or how you move by the Spirit of God? How do you explain that to people?
Well, on two hands, I mean, I don't care what they say on one thing if they don't like how I'm doing it. But on the other one, you know, I try my hardest not to make people feel uncomfortable. But I know, I sat there in that little waiting area while we were filming and stuff, and I know you were watching me. You're like, oh, man, she's discerning people. And I just felt it, like, from your spirit to mine, like, oh, man, she's watching. But some people just think I'm mean and, she's just looking at everybody. She's judging, and I'm not judging anyone. I don't judge anyone. And when I do judge, I judge righteously. But, it's just, I want to know, and because I had some major encounters at that summit, actually, where there were women that actually, it was like, so aligned by the Lord of just those divine appointments on, you know, I'm sitting there discerning something and I'm able to tell someone, hey, you know what? You're not healed in this area of your life yet. And the one woman was like, what? And then she's like, I said, you just need to surrender the Holy Spirit, give it to him. And she just started bawling. And it wasn't me being mean telling you that. It's that I'm letting the Holy Spirit say, hey, look, honey, you need to be healed. Right now, you need to go to the next level, to go to the next season. You need to be healed, and you need to let him do the work. So I try to do it on the DL. I try to discern on the DL, but you can see.
Because it's the anointing. I mean, if we're both operating in the same spirit, you know, that's what's going to, you know, we can discern that. That's all. And I love that because I didn't look at it like that at all. And I looked at it like the way it was. And so I was thankful that God had you there. You know what I'm saying? I was thankful that God had you there because I look at that as like, how can I say? It's like building the soldiers coming together, the watchmen, the gatekeepers, you know what I'm saying? So I felt safe, where this was a very purging place. It was a place of exposure and releasing stuff. And so for me to be coming there and not really knowing anybody, I felt like God, like I had partnered with you in the spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like I connected. Amen. That's why I was like, I don't really, whatever, because I know I got stuff going on. So whatever God reveals to her, it's all good. And I'm glad. And I know that he going to tell her that he loved, you know what I'm saying? Like I was just good with that. So that's just something.
And then you tried that third person stuff with me.
What?
Joe, what would you say to this person if they were going through this? And then I said exactly what I would say, that you need to be healed and you need to forgive. And you were like, well, that person's me. I love it.
It was so good. It was so good. So listen, I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you. We can talk for days and days, girl. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
I know, sis. On all social media outlets are Joanna Beck Ministries, and then we have joannabeck.com, where you can find the books that I've written and co-written. So we have our podcast, Joanna Beck Podcast, teachings on YouTube, our Joanna Beck Ministries, just all over those places. And ways to give are on the website as well, Joanna Beck Ministries. I honor you, sister. Thank you so much for having me on here today. I love you, and we are definitely, you know, just spirit soul sisters. I love you so much and honor you.
For sure. I love you and honor you, too. I'm so glad. You're just so – I love her because she's so real and so down to earth. There's just so – I mean, it's God and that's it. It's no in between. She's not sugarcoating none. She's not wavering. She's not none of that. She's not going to be seduced. None of that stuff. She's straight up about her Father's business. And that's what I love. And I love the fact that he gave her such a wonderful down to earth personality in that authority. So you can be, you know, what we call keeping it real or whatever we call it. God got something even better about yourself than even what you think. Let me tell you, like Gina says, she's young looking, and she is, and beautiful
looking.
Well, you know what I mean. You know, young and she looking good. Y'all need to go check out the flyer. And she's about God's business, and she's doing her thing. So, you know, God can make you pick you up and cleanse you off and beautify you no matter what state you're in, no matter where you are. And I mean, look at the excitement. Listen to the excitement about Jesus that she had and the hunger and that she still has. And I mean, I hope that you're motivated, listeners, by that testimony, and just be blessed. I love you so much, so much. I just can't say it enough, Joanna Beck.
I love you, sister. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome anytime. All right, now, this was good. We can go on. Gina G, how are you?
I am well. How are you this morning?
We are fantastic. So did you get some of the answers, like maybe, because I know you and I talk sometime too about just the movement of Holy Spirit. Yeah, to get some more insight on that.
I mean, this is great. I look forward to Wednesdays. I look forward to this show. I look forward to the guests. I look forward to everything that I learn and I hear. Sometimes I don't always get it the first go around, but then when I sit back, I'll be like, wait a minute, we talked about that Wednesday, you know, and I enjoy our conversations after the show. So, you know, I am in line. That's all I'm going to say. I am in line. Okay. Don't leave without me. Okay.
I love it.
But I do have some tea that's trending, and we got some now. And we, like I did last week, I'm going to do it again this week. And moving forward in my life, I don't have any juicy juice gossip for y'all, but I'm telling you, I got some tea.
Well, wait a minute. Now, we got to do Gina G with the Trinity.
Oh, I say,
what she say? We got the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. Gina G for you and me.
You
got
and
the
me.
Trinity. Gina G. Gina G. Got the Trinity.
It's like you and me. Y'all just that gets me every time. And this time I got to say it with you. It was so fun. Oh my God. I just cannot. I cannot. Whoo, Jesus, for you and me. All right, y'all. So this tea is for you and me. Okay. You know the country singer Dolly Parton, you guys. Come on, Billboard charting. I Will Always Love You. Whitney, she wrote that song, and Whitney Houston remade it and made it the biggest hit in history. But I just want to give her a big shout out. Dolly Parton, in her interview that she's done for the Billboard magazine, the singer, you know, she addresses the topics that were going on right now with the racism and police brutality and things of that nature. And she says, of course, Black Lives Matter. You know, and I just think it's so important because country music is known to be, you know, we're real on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, but country music is known to be for white people. It's known to be for, like, hillbillies and, you know, and things of that. Now, those stereotypes that come with country music. But I'm telling you guys right now, times, they are a-changing. There's Black country artists. And people are just sick and tired of the stereotypes that comes with things. And just to hear Dolly Parton, one of the biggest voices of country music, to say that Black Lives Matter, to me, it was just like, you go, girl. I couldn't take it. I was just so excited. Like, not Dolly Parton. But yes, Dolly Parton, you guys. So I love it. We want to just send some love. You know, we have problems with our president. Okay, we know our president is not the best man, but he is still a man, and we want to just send some love. I'll send some little spirit fingers to Donald Trump's way. He lost his younger brother, Robert Trump, who died at the age of 71 on Saturday in a New York hospital. And you know, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they all sent, you know, their love in his time of grieving. So you know, sometimes you know the bigger person is who you are. And though Trump is who he is, people are still feeling and understanding that losing a loved one is very important. But he's still trying to shut down the USPS, y'all. He's still trying to shut down the post office. But that ain't going to happen because the post office is suing Donald Trump. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. It's a lot going on over here in America.
It's so much going on.
Okay.
It's so much going on. It's fires. It's so much going on. It's tornadoes.
I was going to say that Death Valley it had their highest record. Like, it was 130 degrees on Sunday in Death Valley, which is in California, California, Nevada. And 130 degrees, you guys. Come on. That is just like, what is happening? We got Michelle Obama, you guys. She did her speech for the Democratic Convention yesterday, you guys, it was amazing. And Michelle just said, you know, Donald Trump, he's just not fitting for the job. He just doesn't know what to do. And it is what it is. So, you guys, we have to make sure our voices is heard in November. And also, before I go, I just want to let you guys know that in Wuhan, China, just know that they had the biggest outdoor water rave over the weekend, you guys. And you know, it's just, that's where the coronavirus started. It's been 8 months, y'all. They haven't had any new cases. They haven't had any news since mid-May. So whatever they're doing, we need to go ahead and pick up the pieces, because if you guys go on CNN, on Instagram, and look at these pictures, when I tell you guys, it is thousands of people. I don't know if this is a pool. I don't know what it is. But it is thousands of people on rafts. They are together. Ain't no social distancing. Ain't no mask. Ain't no, and this is where it all started, people. So it's really, I'm going to end it with this. I'm going to end it with what she say. It's just like the good Lord. Discipline. You guys, we have to have it in so many areas of our life. It's not just telling your kids to listen to you and do what you say. It's so many different avenues. And if we would have just had discipline and somebody that could have just warned us a little bit earlier, we would be doing the same thing. Now, I don't know if I'd be in the water on the rave now, but I would definitely be outside. They haven't had any cases since mid-May, Gina. And it's just like they out. They in school. You know, it's just so much that we can learn from China. And you guys, we have to learn from one another. That's just it. That's all. The old days are gone. Those are done with. We have to learn from every race, creed, color. It doesn't matter, because, you know, God loves us all, and we are all his children, no matter if you don't know how to get to him or not. He still loves you, and he's waiting on you. So, you know, that's just all my tea and what she say all together, y'all, because I just had to let y'all know that it's some hope. It's some hope, honey, because if they in China on rafts in the pool, we can do it. We just got to stay disciplined. We can do it. We can do it, you guys.
Wanting to be disobedient. We still, I mean, in some of the highest places, they're still having all this touchy-touchy weddings, touchy-touchy birthdays, touchy-touchy.
Yeah. People forget. It's summertime. Struts. It's beautiful outside. People are, you know, comedians are getting booked, and they looking at me, and I'm like, please don't look at me, because I ain't coming. You know, if it ain't behind my phone.
I know I've seen people getting booked for stuff. What are you booked for?
Yeah, honey. People are out here doing comedy shows. They're back in clubs. The Orlando Improv, they're trying to get me there. I'm just not ready, and it's okay. And just like the good word, if it's meant for me, if God has it for me, it's going to be today, tomorrow, next year. It's going to come. So I cannot go out there and chase something. And all this uncertainty going on, honey, I'm okay. I'm fine, right, champ? Making folks laugh from my phone. So I hope y'all laughing over there through the airwaves this morning, because this is all y'all going to get.
Well, we love you in the room, in your chat in the room on Thursday nights at 9 on Instagram. You need to check her out. And then she's got here on here and other, you know, on Wednesdays and then other places. Mm-hmm. Tell them about Chit Chat.
I got a clean show. I got
to take a commercial.
Okay, well, Chit Chat, you guys, I'm actually trying to get it over to YouTube and Facebook, so guys, be on the lookout for that, because you don't know who your audience is until everybody is able to see you. So be on the lookout for Facebook and YouTube. You know, this Friday I'm doing a clean show at Lab House. It'll be actually on Zoom, so you guys look on my Instagram for that information. But God is just good. He's moving, and I'm just excited about everything. So you guys make sure you follow me and keep up. Social media platforms, Gina G Too Funny. That's G-I-N-A-G, the number 2 funny on all social media platforms.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got our brother who's newlywed, consultant financial 5, Jeffrey Hill.
We need it.
We'll be right back. Yes, Lord. We'll be right back after this message.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, this is Ryan Lestrange, and I want to encourage you, God's plan for you is way bigger than all the opposition. You are tuning into the right place for a Right Now Word. You are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Jeffrey here with Financial 5. What you got for us today?
La, 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 la. Can you ladies hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay, just making sure. Sometimes the audio doesn't come through good. Hey, the guy, this is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group. And this is Jeff Financial 5. So how do you do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, da, whatever it's called. Just EQ on my mic over here. So I have a lot of stuff to share within a 5-minute period. First thing I'm going to do is give you a book. I love to give you guys books to read to expand your financial IQ. This one is called Mapping Out the Millionaire Mystery, Steps into the Secrets of the Wealthy. Again, Mapping Out the Millionaire Mystery. This is by a guy named Brent Kessler. He's a money coach. I do partnership type work with him. We do the same type concepts. So I want you guys to take notes and learn something called velocity banking. Again, we're in this pandemic. We're in this season of uncertainty, right? One of the best things people have to understand they could be doing right now is paying themselves first. Now, when I say that, I don't mean don't pay your bills. I just mean pay yourself first, okay? Then you do that. Let me give you this quote by Warren Buffett. He says, if poor people did what rich people did, they would not be poor anymore. If poor people did what rich people did, they would not be poor anymore. Rich people or wealthy people have a system of paying themselves first, and then everybody else comes last. And I had an appointment this past weekend, and I had an epiphany. And what I realized is most people fear or feel some type of way about paying themselves. We get really, really passionate about paying everybody else off, but we don't think about ourselves. And it hit me in the middle of an appointment. I was teaching this guy some money principles on how to get out of debt faster, using Velocity Banking, which is essentially allows you to pay off all your debt, including your mortgage, typically in 7 to 10 years. I don't care what the numbers is, it's just the math, right? And this guy said, well, Jeff, I don't want to pay off my debt and then keep paying this kind of money out. And I said, well, if you weren't paying debt, what would you be doing with the money? And he had no answer for that. He didn't think ever about, well, this money is actually going to me. So we get so consumed with paying our debt, which is going out to everybody else, we don't even think about paying ourselves first. So that's why we're in such a pickle when it comes to retirement planning, because we haven't gotten used to paying ourselves first. I understand many of you might have a 401k, and you think, well, Jeff, hey, I'm putting money in there. That's going to be for me. But let me ask you this question. Is the value of that dollar worth more today, or is it worth more tomorrow? Is the value of your money worth more today or worth more tomorrow? And if you think it's going to be worth more tomorrow, my grandparents, when I was a child, came to me and they said, Jeff, when I was your age, I bought a candy bar, a bag of chips, and a Coke for a quarter. People, tell me how many of those things you can buy right now for a quarter. You cannot even get a stamp for a quarter these days. That means right now your money is more valuable because of something called inflation. And at the rate the government is printing money, would you rather have your money now so you can use it, or would you rather have it later on when you don't know the value of it or what is going to be taxed in? So I'm an outlier. I tell people, stop putting money into your 401k, and let's focus on getting you out of debt. Because the only way to really save the kind of money that you need is to not having $2,000 or $3,000 toward debt going out the window to somebody else while you're trying to save $400 or $500 a month in your 401k. You're only putting $6,000 in, but you're letting $30,000 to $40,000 walk out the back door. That doesn't make good sense on the math side. So mapping out the millionaire mystery will teach you some financial concepts on how to pay yourself first, how to pay yourself with interest, and how to recapture all of your purchasing power on things that you normally buy, like cars, anything that you finance, right? This book is absolutely amazing. Lastly, I'll tell you this. Well, not lastly, but two quick points. One, the second round of the stimulus might be coming. They're still trying to work out everything. It's still being negotiated right now. So I know many of you got the $1,200, and it was gone probably before it even hit your bank account, right? Well, they're talking about another round of that coming out. So, you know, figure out what you need to do to not depend on that money. So if it does show up, it's a blessing, not a necessity. And while we're on the topic of blessings, anytime there's financial catastrophe or tough times going on, blessing looms, gifting looms, susus, whatever you want to call them, will pop up. Let me put this to bed, okay? I don't care how much money people are making. It is 100% illegal. You can call it a gift. You can call it whatever you want to. Sure, there's gifting laws that say you can gift whoever you want to. And you have to understand what people are saying. This is done all over the world in communities and in villages and these other places. That's in the community or a village. In the United States, there are certain laws that say we can and can't do certain things with our money. I know it seems weird, but again, to the root definition of what a susu is as being used here in the United States, it's illegal. Anytime you have to recruit those people for the sake of you getting your money back, that is the root definition of a pyramid scheme. Can you make some money with it? Absolutely, but it's still illegal. Okay, I will put that to bed. Guys, this is Jeff here with the Hill Financial Group. If you need to contact me, go to bit.ly/HFGINC in all caps. HFGINC, so bit.ly HFGINC. That's one of my websites. You can go learn a little bit about me and what I offer. You can contact me on there. But if you want to find me on social media, go to Instagram, HFG Inc., or you can go to Facebook and type in the Hill Financial Group. And if you want to come to me direct, 501-291-0708, 501-291-0708. This is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group, and this is your Financial Five.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeffrey Hill. We love you. Every time you come, you always give some informative information, doesn't he, Gina?
He does. He does. And I know we are pressed for time. And, Jeff, I just need a yes or no answer. Just yes or no, because I know you. Okay. So I just need a yes or no answer. Is it good to set your children up with Credit Karma?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just tracking, so, you know, it doesn't hurt.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, fantastic. We love that.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. My nephew going to be balling in the dough. All right, you guys. Listen, we love you so much. Stay healthy, stay strong, live in your destiny financially, spiritually first, financially, peacefully, and without a doubt that God is in control. Live in your destiny. We love you so much. Stay tuned to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next time, we're loving you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.